Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Monday morning to every single one of you. Welcome to the new week. Bands back together. Did you guys?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Survive. They almost weren't barely. Back together today. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, dude. Bob had a hit out on him. From Amazon.
I'm going to tell you something, man. 4:30 in the morning, you creep behind my car in my neighborhood. Let me tell you something, man. 4:30 rolling
out.
What? I mean, it was. Look, I'm going to send this message out to Amazon right now because I know y'all are listening and I appreciate it and everything. But if you're going to roll trucks at night and do overnight deliveries, you better make sure they're in marked vehicles and you don't have some people in their random cars pull up behind you when you're pulling out of your driveway at 4:30 in the morning, slam on the brakes, put the car in park, put the hazards on and jump out of the car as I'm pulling out of the driveway. Do you want to know what that was an hour and a half ago and I am still full of adrenaline ready to go and it scared the hell. So this guy,
do you want us in?
No,
I take the edge off.
I don't know. That'll put me over the top. But the guy comes behind me, right? This morning, as I'm pulling out of the driveway, the garage is already closed. So this guy's behind me. What do you do in that situation? I got really nowhere to go. So I just start laying on the horn, laying on the horn, laying on the horn. Sorry for the neighborhood to wake everybody up. But at that point in time, I don't care. Because at 4:30 in the morning, you're not expecting anybody to show up at your house, let alone, you know, the Amazon driver to deliver whatever handkerchief or whatever crap we ordered anyway that we probably didn't need to have delivered at 4:30 in the morning. But man, if you're going to roll with the Amazon trucks, here's a message to Amazon. From 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., you got to use marked trucks. You can't have people in their own rides just pulling up behind people at 4:30 in the morning, because I didn't know if it was somebody who was watching for a while and was coming to attack or something like that. Like, you have no idea what these crazies are doing at that point in time. And so the hell knows, man?
Can I be a Richard maybe for a second?
Yeah.
I think there's some blame on Jen here. She's got to know when the package is getting delivered. She gets the push notification. Package will be delivered between 1 and 4 a.m.
Okay.
Hey, honey, by the way, there's a chance. I don't know if it happens, but there's a chance.
Right.
That a package I'm expecting comes at the time that you might be leaving on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Would like to know that next time.
Maybe she didn't look at that, or maybe it didn't give that option, or who knows.
If it's me, anytime I order something from Amazon, I'm like the kid on Christmas. I have to, like, track it. Like, yeah. Is anybody else that way?
Well, we get so much, because the kids just order so much random stuff. Like, last night, who ordered new bathing suits? Who's ordered this? Who's ordered that?
Right.
My wife's on Amazon right now using some gift card. She doesn't know where it came from. She goes, I don't care if it's the kids. I bought them so much stuff over the years. I'll use their damn gift card. I don't care whose it is. But, like, stuff just arrived, like, it's constant, right? There's constant delivery.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't expect a whole lot at 4:30 in the morning when you get out. It's just because there's nobody around. There's nobody up.
Like, I'm expecting a package today, and it said somewhere between the hours of like 9 and noon.
There you go.
Right? So,
yeah, maybe there when you get home, may not be.
Nah, probably stolen. It's a pretty important package.
Is it really? What are you getting? Something good?
Yeah, so, you know, I told you I got into the baseball card game.
Yeah. Okay. So you better get out there and,
yeah. Pulled probably a $5,000 card this weekend.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Alex was in the room as well.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny because we did the whole random auction. You know, you land on a team.
Yeah.
I landed on the Marlins, got a one of one, like a, you know, refractor. It's all nerd talk. Refractor auto.
Who was it?
PJ Milando from Miami.
Yeah.
So it's one of one card. It was pretty big pull. Alex, Steve, and I were like, started text. He's like, I'm going to go look up some research. Here's what I found. You need to like get that thing expedited. So I reached out to the people that I pulled the pack from, asked them. I was like, hey, I know it's going to cost more money. Not trying to be rude, but can I get that one of one PJ card? Can I get that, you know, can I get that immediately? Or I don't care if I have to get paid for, you know, expenses. I'm going to make up for it. And reached out to another buddy. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, that's a serious pull. I was like, all right.
Cool.
So now I'm addicted.
So who do you sell it to? Do you put it on Electronic Bay and see if you can get some
money
for it?
That's what Alex suggested. He's like, because you can put your own price.
Right.
And then, you know, you negotiate high and hope to land somewhere where you originally wanted to hit it. But, yeah, it was funny because I didn't know what – I don't talk to Alex like that. Like, I'm not like, hey, man, what's up on Saturday? And I just happened to be in the room that we were in where the guy was pulling these cards from.
What was the buy-in to get into the...
So it's auction. So it starts at $1.
Okay.
So essentially, I got the Marlins out of just randomness. So there's 30 teams on a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They take away one. So the hot item right now is the Milwaukee Brewers because they have a guy named Jesus Medea. And he's in this pack with Jack.
Okay.
And Jack's on the cover of it. And it was a new release card set of Sapphire Chrome edition.
Mm-hmm.
So who, right? So they hold the Mets and give that to the highest bidder. And then what they do is they spin a wheel after the auction goes. So let's say that the auction starts team one, or I guess it'd be team two, and Bob bids $5. Then Dusty bids $6. Then Alex bids $8. Then somebody bids $9. Nobody bids $9. That guy got that first slot, sold for $9. Spin the wheel, it goes around, lands on Phillies. Phillies are off. Repeat the process till all the teams are gone. So you could imagine when like big teams like the Royals with Jack Caglione, big teams like Milwaukee, they're still on the board, that auction starts going up. So some people will pay like, you know, 60, 70 bucks. I have a number that I stop at.
Yeah.
And if I think the odds are, I'll read the room, obviously. And if I like what I see, then I'll go a little bit more. But so I landed this spot for like 38 bucks.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah, and you get a $5,000 card.
Now, this is a once-in-a-lifetime pull. Like,
absolutely,
I'll probably never do this again. And I have the video saved on my phone when the guy did it. He was like, oh, my. Oh, my. And he just, like, sits there and holds it. And I'm just, like, sitting in my room like a kid on, you know, just jacked to the moon. And then Alex is texting me like, dude, what the F? And I'm like, dude, I don't know what just happened.
That's cool. So you sell it as soon as you get it, right? As soon as you get Smart Move, yeah.
Because I got his card also this weekend as well, autographed. First Bowman. So that one's already like pretty cool. And his projected peak date is 2028.
And so this kid may never even make it to the major league. So you got to
right
cash
now,
in. But right now, you got to play the stock market
if I was rich. Yeah, if I was rich, I sit on it. And in, you know, 5 years from now, he's a rookie of the year and a potential like MVP. That card's now worth like $15,000.
Or the market tanks and, you know, goes back to where it was 5 years ago.
Get rid of cash, run away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. You take the money. If somebody's going to give you $5,000 for it, you take it.
Yeah, I'm not that kid that just didn't cash out on his bet with the parlay that Edmonton loses. Now the Thunder won again last night.
Exactly.
No, that was Saturday. And then we had the old classic downtown days. This week. There was a cover band called Thunder Road.
How were they? Good?
He was all right.
Yeah, not bad.
He wasn't great, but it was.
Yeah, it's hard.
The guy looked like Stephen Van Zandt. They had the big man, but he was a skinny man. Played the saxophone.
That's funny.
Oh, it was great.
That's great.
Dude.
That's outstanding. I like that.
Yeah, because, I heard it. We walked down there Friday night and I heard My Hometown. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's Bruce. Like, that's a. Not a deep cut, but that's a cut. Like, that's not, you know, Dance in the Dark. That's not like what some random
guy. That's really
guy
a deep cut for Bruce, you
not
think?
Not a deep cut, but it's not Born in the USA. It's not,
it's not something you would
Born
play
to
a
Run,
festival,
Thunder
really.
Road. Yeah, and I'm just like, My Hometown. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And
well,
then
it is
like,
Lee's Summit days, and so, you know.
Downtown days.
Do they still say yours truly Lee's Summit, or is that a thing of the past?
I don't know. I didn't know they ever did.
Oh, yeah. That was their big slogan.
Been there in nine.
You live there.
I've been there 9 years. I've been there my whole life.
There's a big sign that says, Yours Truly Lee's Summit on I-470 there.
Oh, on the right side?
Yeah. But I don't know if that's still their slogan, because I remember LaFever used to do commercials. Yours Truly Lee's Summit. Is that still a thing? Does
no, Missouri's
know?
Is what's your MO?
What's your MO?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good slogan.
It works.
So.
So that was fun. And then they, got in there closer. I'm like, this guy looks like Bruce. And then I'm like, oh, okay. All right, that's four Coronas. That's why we're not reacting to the reaction. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's a cover band. And they were decent, so it was a good time.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm glad your guy's going to come between 9 and noon today, though, so you'll know when the driver's showing
we'll
up.
See what happens,
4:30 in the morning.
Where
but,
do you
I mean,
live?
This guy's, I mean, he's lucky I didn't drive back. I thought about backing into the car. Like, what do you do at that point? Everything's going through your mind. Do I farm the yard? But Aspen's worked so hard on this damn thing, I am making my yard look bad again. So.
You need, like, an Amazon dome.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the Amazon guy out at 4:30 in the morning. But seriously, Amazon, if you're going to be out that early, great, fantastic, wonderful, marked cars at that point. Send those Amazon trucks that we see all over the place. Use your personal car during the daylight hours.
Maybe you're just in like old school too, and they're coming to get you.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's what I
you
thought.
Say anything, I'll effing kill you. Yeah. I'm kidding.
We'll
I'm
have
home
back
by
5. It's one of the greatest scenes ever.
It's like Alex and Cody with pantyhoses over their head.
Yeah.
And you see Cody's glasses are like crooked. Alex is a dead giveaway. He's like 6'3 and awkward. You're like, oh, that's Alex.
That's Alex.
Definitely Cody.
Yeah.
Where's Dusty? Who do you think's driving?
Yeah. Get in the car now. I'm home by 5. Okay, fine.
That's
but
crazy.
I mean, it was nuts. It was absolutely insane. So, glad I got the adrenaline flowing this morning. I mean, it's, you know, I haven't had a rush like that in a long time at that hour of the day. I mean, that was just absolute insanity. So thank you all for scaring the hell out of me.
Somebody says, Bob, I run in the AM. Those drivers scare me often. I feel your pain.
See, and I hope you're wearing a reflector vest, too, when you're running around out there in the morning, because there's a lot of times people are running in all black and you barely see them running down the street and whatnot. So if you're out there and it's dark, make sure you got some sort of color on that we can see as we're driving. Because that's one of my fears, too, is like somebody just jumps in front of your car at that hour.
Yeah. There's a guy that runs on Knoll every morning, I think, and he has like one of those blinkers on the front and on the back.
Smart, yeah.
So it's
and
like,
you should actually run against the traffic as well so they can kind of see you coming, you know, and
I think
and
he's on like a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. He's staying in shape, and that's what you got to do. But
so,
my God.
Was Detroit a success?
It was awesome. Okay. Yeah, really. Like,
did you get pizza?
The pizza was fantastic. Yeah, those Coney dogs you can kick to the curb. There's really no reason to eat those.
Coney's don't have beans.
I mean, they were disgusting. It was like somebody puked on top of a hot dog. Like, we just split two of them. Each had like a half
of
one.
Like,
it's not. It's like mush.
Oh.
Like, just a soft mush.
It's like sloppy Joe meat.
Worse.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, don't need to do that again.
Processed chili.
Yes, it basically was like a can of Hormel that was dumped over the top of these hot dogs and whatnot. So I wouldn't do that again. The pizza's fantastic, though. Pizza's great.
And it was Detroit style? Like
just Detroit style pizza with the cupped pepperoni that catches the grease. I think it has to be for me behind the New York pizza, New Jersey pizza, and then you got Detroit style pizza. Chicago's too damn much.
Yeah.
It's like you're eating a three meals in one piece.
I have a guilty pleasure for pan style pizza from Pizza Hut.
The old school pan style was fantastic when it used to be full of grease and it was awesome. Like, that was wonderful back in the day. I was with you. That pan pizza. We used to wait hours for pan pizza back in the day.
I read the backs of 10 books a month just to get a free pan pizza.
And what a brilliant marketing ploy, too. Let's give away a free tiny little pizza. Yeah. Every kid will bring their family. You wait 2 hours of pizza. You get the salad bar. The old school pizza back in the day was just wonderful. But
I
told you before the show.
Would you rather have an NBA team or Pizza Hut buffet?
Pizza Hut buffet. There's no question. There's no question it's the Pizza Hut buffet. It's not even close. The salad bar, the buffet, the whole
thing. The lights, the cups, the
tablecloth. Max looking at us. Pizza Hut at a buffet?
Oh, dude. Goated. Hey, the goat, man.
Like, anytime you see one, people like taking pictures, saying, "Look at old school Pizza Hut, we got one." Yeah. It was just the best. But downtown baseball, man, I'm sorry we messed that up here in Kansas City, and we're not going to have that because it's tremendous, man. Detroit Stadium is awesome. Like, you want to talk about fun. They got this upper deck area. We're like, where are all the younger people? Oh, they're all up in the upper deck. Not one person paying attention to the game. Common areas, couches outside. I mean, just a great stadium. Really impressed with everything that Detroit had to offer. So many just bars and restaurants and walkability. And I just keep thinking to myself, you know, when this new complex opens for the Royals, how many more games I'm probably going to go to? Because you can go and mingle before the game and hang out before the game and then go into the game. And it doesn't have to be a trip to a parking lot. There's so many pregame activities and so many people just hanging out. It was fantastic. This Tark Skubal's going to be good someday. I promise you that. He's a really good pitcher for the Tigers. I mean, my God. Holy cow.
He's got a future.
Got a future in the game. I think he's going to be pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. And the Cubs aren't a bad baseball team themselves. So, P. Crow Armstrong maybe. Well, if it wasn't for Ohtani, your MVP of the National League.
Yeah, I mean, that team's fun. Just a bunch of dudes, the Cubs. And their town is, you root for Chicago, which we can defend a little bit later when we pick one to win. Coming up, an embarrassing weekend. Let's just address that. But also, we saw a whole lot of hope yesterday. And one man, of course. You know who it is. Here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball.
Welcome back into the show here on a Monday morning, rolling along. Bob Mack, myself, all with you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals with an off day, thank goodness.
Did Binkley get attacked by an Amazon guy, too?
Nah, but we had some times. We had some times at the studio late night. You never know, man.
You never know. Man, walking at dark in the morning, coming in sometimes, too, is very, very scary at times.
Somebody's happy that Bill Brooks is back.
Yeah, Bill Brooks doing the traffic. How about that?
Give it up for BB.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That is a voice that you can't create, man. That is an awesome, awesome voice.
You can. It just takes years of whiskey and cigarettes.
Or AI can do that in probably about 2 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you get your voice trained for radio? Pint of whiskey and about a pack of Marlboro Reds.
I'm not going to tell you who gave the advice. I'll tell you off the air because I don't want to say it on the air. But when we were in college, you know, taking sports casting and all that kind of stuff, we had like big time speakers come in and talk to us because our professor Tom Hedrick knew everybody and anybody, right? So we'd get Bob Costas to come in, and it was a litany of who's who. And we had one person come in, and somebody did say, "How do you get your voice like that?" And the person said, "I'd recommend smoking a pack a day, but when I, you know, it's not healthy for you to."
to go ahead and do something like that. Wow. But that was some like real life advice to get your voice into that kind of that Bill Brooks, you know, type of voice that he has. And they used to think he needed that kind of voice to be on the radio. I don't think you do anymore.
So this weekend, maybe I was a bit egregious Friday. I said that they needed to sweep him. Two out of three, once I listened to Vern's pregame show or on deck show.
It ain't bad.
He was like, you're wanting a series win. You want to win two out of three. Win the series and move on. If you lose the Sunday game, big deal. You won two out of three. They didn't. They got flat out embarrassed on Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know there's people out there that were like, why is Lorenzen pitching on Sunday? Well, because Bubic got a rest. And I hate to tell you this, but that's going to happen again and again in this season because of load management with the pitching arm. That is Bubic that is coming off Tommy John surgery from a year and a half ago.
And he's also been a reliever. You're still kind of building him back up to be a starter, and it's better to give him a rest on a day in June than to have to worry about who was it not a couple years ago now, but the Nationals famously shutting down Strasburg in the postseason race. You know, we don't want that.
Right. And which that was a debate to be had.
Well, it's stupid. That's analytics getting in the way of common sense. You pitch your best pitchers. You don't shut guys down as you're challenging for a postseason berth.
And
that's dumb.
Not only that, but now you have a hell of a matchup on Wednesday night. You have Max Fried versus Chris Bubic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be 2 hours and 15 minutes. I kid.
You think it'll be that long?
Maybe. But no, you can't, like, look, they said they were going to be a playoff team, and I still think they will be. Maybe we didn't have the honest conversation of what playoff team they would be. The division, I think, is cooked. It's an 8.5 lead by Detroit.
Let me tell you something, man. I talked to somebody in baseball over the weekend about the difference between the Royals and the Tigers, right? And the comment that I got back was the Royals play tight, the Tigers play loose and free, and they don't play with any cares. And I watched them for two games on Friday and Saturday, and you could see that. They're just a loose, free, fun. You're right. The division is over, brother.
Yeah.
You know, it's over.
And
yeah.
Even Vern has said that, that Detroit's, you know, in order to pass Detroit, I think you'd have to win just to make up some room, but you'd have to like win 4 out of 5 against them or 5 out of 6 in the next 6 games against them. Plus they'd have to go on a drought. You'd have to jump all the other teams.
And you got a lot of teams in front of you too.
Right.
You're not just tasting them.
Seattle, the Blue Jays, Houston, Cleveland, Minnesota, all these teams. And I know we're not supposed to be looking at the standings, but I did just out of curiosity with an off day. You're a game and a half out of the last wild card spot.
Yeah.
So now you've got other teams outside of your division you have to worry about. Plus you have the Yankees coming to town and you just went 1-3 against Chicago. I don't think Chicago's as bad as they were last year, but again, they're not. Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Max Fried and Noah Cameron on Wednesday. I apologize. Max Fried and Noah Cameron. So yeah, that hell of a matchup.
Well, that's a hell of a matchup either way you look at it. Yeah.
Bubic pitches, I believe, Tuesday, Cameron Wednesday, and then is it Reagan's on Thursday? Let's see. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Reagan's Thursday, I think. I don't know. I could be wrong. I'll look at it again to get that more cleared up. But I think there's two things with the Lorenzen thing. That's what Michael Lorenzen is going to be moving forward in the season, I believe. I think your starting five pitchers for your rotation are Reagan's, Lugo, Waka, Bubic, and Cameron. And then when somebody needs a day or somebody doesn't go the route that they were supposed to go, they're out in the third inning because they gave up 8 hits, 3 runs, Lorenzen will be that guy. That's what he's going to be. He's going to be a patch starter. So I don't know why these people get, you know, pissed off. We told you Friday, Lorenzen was pitching Sunday.
Well, and it's also, there's 162 of these things, and you have to kind of pace yourself in this. That's why I don't get caught up in results and what happens and moves that are made in May and June. You know, you start focusing on things and really focusing in if you're a playoff team end of July, beginning of August. That's when it really starts to matter, right? You're still really trying to find your way, and there's not a lot of teams in baseball that do have their way right now. Detroit has their way right now. The Yankees probably have their way right now. And there's not many others right now. Like the Phillies have lost a week in a row. And so, you know, at least the Royals have not done that, right? The Phillies, I think, have lost like 9 straight games. And they're supposed to be one of the best teams in baseball. You got Sacramento that can't get out of their own way. So the Royals are just fine. They're right in the middle of things. And when you're looking at stats or not stats, standings right now and trying to figure out, you know, where this team is, when you look at the wild card standings, I always look at the number of teams you got to try to pass, mm-hmm. not how many games you are back. Because the number of teams that you have to pass
I mean, that's the complicated part. If you don't have any teams to pass, you're in a great spot. You're a game and a half back, but you got like how many teams are ahead of you? You're kind of right in the middle of the pack when it comes to those standings. So now you got to start scoreboard watching and all that kind of stuff if you want to get caught up in that. But I don't think you do. I think everything kind of handles itself. Things will work out. This is still a really good team. You know, the young kid Cags got his act going the other day, and it was fantastic to watch him get four hits in a game. But as long as this pitching continues to do what it's been doing, this is a playoff team because they do have unbelievable arms. And this is still not a complete product. Every team in baseball is trying to figure out, you know, what they want to do moving forward, because now we're getting to that point of the season where some of these also-rans can wave the white flag and start saying, okay, we can pair off some of our guys and trade some of our guys to make these teams better, like, you know, like Baltimore can, or Oakland, or whoever they're calling themselves these days. So I think with the Royals right now, yeah, did they have a bad weekend? Sure, teams are going to have bad weekends. It happens all the time. You have to try to minimize those bad weekends and make sure they're not as you know, many of them as we've seen here at the beginning part of this season. And I know people wanted this to be a playoff team, but I'll continue to repeat what John Sherman said. It doesn't have to be the division. You can get in by being a wild card and then see what happens. And if this team gets into the playoffs and they've got a starting rotation like this, it's going to be hard for them to lose in the postseason.
Yeah, I just think that the team that they might be is the team that, you know, because a lot of people think, well, there's a run coming for the Royals. We've seen it already in the season. They had one. There's probably another hot streak coming.
Sure there is.
Let that be, you know, towards the end where you get it right, because right now you are behind Seattle and Cleveland and Toronto, mm-hmm. which the Rays and the Twins. Those, so your playoff teams are now Detroit, the Yankees, and the Astros. Those are your division winners. And then the Twins, the Rays, and the Blue Jays with the Guardians and the Mariners all ahead of you. Now, you're tied with the Mariners when it comes to the standings there. You're a game behind Cleveland, and you're a game and a half behind Tampa and Toronto. So those are teams now that you have to put in your focus, mm-hmm. that you've got to jump those teams as well. The other thing that's great is that Cag went 4-for-4.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And now hitting .240.
Looks a lot better than .095, doesn't it?
Right. And everything was going to be fine. You know, it was you 1-for-13 in his first series. Okay, hitting the ball hard. He's only struck out four times. Three mm-hmm. of those came in one game. And I understand that can be frustrating at times. But yesterday, seeing him hit the ball and just exit velos coming off that bat, the guy is going to be just fine. The power numbers are coming. I thought it was great seeing Goldberg sit out in right field waiting for the home run. And then he got the one that Vinny Pasquantino hit. And then Vinny didn't even know he hit a home run.
Right. That funny
one of the
was that.
Funniest
right?
things I've ever seen. Yeah. It was like cliche Vinny.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone in the park knew it was gone, but the guy that actually hit it.
Yeah.
Funny video there. But again, got to win 2 out of 3 there. I know that it's the White Sox. I know a lot of people probably wanted to sweep. I was one of those people. But now I hate to be that guy. You got the Yankees coming to town. And the last time they were here, they knocked you out of the playoffs. And you're putting together one hell of a rotation to go against those Bronx Bombers. You're going out there Tuesday with Bubich. You're going out there Wednesday with Noah Cameron. And then you're going out there Thursday with Cole Reagans.
Yeah.
Go win 2 out of 3 against the Yankees if you can.
Score 3 a game and you probably win the series. You probably sweep the series if you score 3 a game with the way that the Royals pitchers have been going. So it's going to be tough. Like, you know, you can get Aaron Judge out. It's okay. You can strike Aaron Judge out. You don't have to let him hit home runs. You can get Jazz out. You can get Volpe out. You can get these guys out. It's okay. Goldschmidt and all. And you can get hits off their pitching staff as well. Look, the Yankees gave up 11 last night. They're not, you know, by any means a perfect type of team that's coming in here to play the Royals. So you've got a great opportunity with New York. And the other thing about these three games, I don't know if you know this one or not. I was looking at it while I was on the throne this morning. All three of these games against the Yankees are on national TV. Did you know that?
TBS on Tuesday
and yep. Major League Baseball Network and Major League Baseball Network the next three nights. They're the next two nights after that.
Let's
so
go.
We got three national TV games against the Yankees coming up. It's an opportunity to kind of show the rest of the world who, you know, Vinny Pasquantino is, who's been as hot as anybody in baseball in the last month, and nobody's talking about him over baseball. Cags, how, you know, potentially good he can be. We all know Bobby and his, you know, skill set and all that. So you've got an opportunity, a national TV, to show the rest of America what the Royals are about. You take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, and you know people get excited about that. So the Cag stuff, yeah, look, he's going to be just fine. I talked to somebody else who had some conversations with him over the weekend, not with the Royals, and they're like, he's fine. he's going to be just fine. And hearing it from somebody not with the team carries more weight than hearing it from somebody with the team, because, as you know, we talk ourselves up all the time, right? Hearing somebody from the outside say it sounds a lot better when it's a neutral opinion on where Cags is going to be. And then he hits the four hits last night, sees success. Now he comes back home. He's going to have a huge crowd there on Tuesday. Can't wait to be at the ballpark Tuesday night to watch him play in person and see what he can do and you know what kind of fun he can have. And he's ready to come home to Kansas City. He's going to get a hero's welcome here. He's going to be just fine. Find me a star player in any sport other than Patrick Mahomes that came out of the gate as hot as Patrick Mahomes did. Like, it takes time. AAA to the big leagues is bigger than night and day, and Cags is going to be just fine at the big league level, man.
That's not an overreaction, but it is 6:30 on a Monday. We can get into our overreactions. Bob, your name is on the list first, so go ahead.
Yeah, I saw this over the weekend. The feds are now investigating the MLBPA. The feds are now investigating the MLBPA, and the head of the MLBPA is getting a separate lawyer from the MLBPA because of some embezzling and stuff that was going on. This may be the thing, and this is the overreaction, this may be the thing that does in the MLBPA, forces that union to dissipate and dissolve. And maybe this is how Major League Baseball finally gets that salary cap and salary floor that a lot of fans want in the game. You dissipate the union, you get rid of the strongest union in sports, maybe one of the strongest unions ever, and the owners can finally put in that salary cap and that salary floor. I'm not a union buster by any stretch of the means, but if it means fixing baseball, and this is a way to fix baseball, to give everybody an opportunity to go out there and play, then by all means, go ahead and do it. That's an interesting one to watch, man. The feds are investigating the MLBPA for some sort of, you know, financial stuff. So keep an eye on that and see how that affects things going forward, as we have a labor agreement that ends January 1st, 2026 in Major League Baseball. This could be good for fans.
Cap floor, cap floor, cap floor. I love it. Mine would be tennis is awesome. Coco Gauff is what sports are about. Truthfully, just such a great comeback story for her. Serena Williams won the U.S. Open as a teenager, won the WTA Finals the year she turned 20, won the Roland Garros the year she turned 21. Coco Gauff, the same three things are true for her. She is on a serious GOAT trajectory. And then Carlos Alcaraz, the same thing. One of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen.
How do you say his name?
Alcaraz.
Alcaraz. Okay, yeah. I was thinking he was in the jail for a while. Yeah, yes. Carlos, yes, Alcaraz, it's, yes, baby.
It's very similar. One of the greatest comebacks in sports.
In jail.
One of the greatest comebacks in sports history yesterday. Truthfully. Incredible.
And now you have Wimbledon on deck.
Yeah, I'm
Wimbledon,
man.
Like, man, let's go.
You'll have to talk to Nate Taylor about tennis if you're really into it. He's a huge tennis nerd.
I found that out over the weekend because it's coming up on my algorithm because I'm watching it all week. I'm like, oh, Nate loves this stuff. I kind of forgot about that last season. So that's cool. No, it's great.
Have really you fun. Ever played at Wimbledon before?
No, I haven't.
You've
not
ever,
yet.
No.
I'm pretty sure Nate Taylor went out there last year.
He did go to Wimbledon, I think. Yeah,
and they like did the whole camp out thing, did the whole bucket list, got to sit there and watch it in the stands.
Sick. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah,
that's like one of those events. Like, I'm not a huge tennis fan. I like to watch my daughter play at East, you know. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I've never been like – I like Jimmy Connors back in the day because he was fun to watch. But I would love to go to Wimbledon.
Were you too young for McEnroe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured so. That's like 70s,
early 80s.
You've got to be bleeping kidding me.
Yeah, that was the only way
Are
I
you
knew
aware
about
of John
him.
McEnroe.
Yeah, the meltdown.
And
yeah.
The only way, no way about him is because he used to buy like the not so great moments in sports on VHS, and that was a good Christmas gift back in the day.
He was the cover child,
and he was always there yelling at the officials.
Well, that's the girl that Coco Gauff beat, Sabalenka. She'd go crazy. She would just like she'd lose a rally or whatever they call it, and she'd go over to her coach's thing in the stands and just be screaming Russian at them, and everyone's like
at the officials,
at her coaches.
Oh, at her coaches.
And they just like do closes above the coaches being like, okay, you're playing. I don't know.
You got sometimes you just got to let people get it out. You know, just let them yell it out and rage. They'll burn out and you'll be fine.
Let it off your chest. My overreaction, I think Jack Caglione's in fourth. I'll explain. Four times in his first six games, he was leading off innings. He cannot lead off. You have to have somebody on base with him. Salvador Perez, I get it, hit the two-run homer yesterday. He's Salvador Perez, but it seemed
Have you channeled my inner friend, Jim, because you and him are on the same page with Salvi. Like, he sent me a text last night, after the game was long over, Salvi needs to be moving. Like, the dude just hit a home run.
I get it. No, I get it.
I think Salvi's in that category now where even if he does hit a home run, stop being down on Salvi, man. He's like our third greatest player of all time. probably second greatest player of all time right now in franchise history. You
but
know?
He may not be your third best hitter right now.
No, he's definitely not.
All time versus right now is a very huge difference of where you want to see something, because
you're right.
I think your top six hitters should be India, Witt Jr., Vinny, Cags, Garcia, and Sal. I'm not mad at Garcia in the three hole, but the way Vinny's hitting and the way Bobby's hitting again, India looks like he's starting to come around.
How about my guy Jonathan India starting to pick it up at the top of the lineup?
Yeah,
yes.
Which I understand, Dusty, if Cags hits fourth, there's going to be a lot of times where he leads off. There might be, but I'll take my chances of Bobby Witt Jr. or Vinny right now getting on base and letting him have an at-bat with a guy on, or maybe two guys on. Goes 4-for-4 yesterday. The lifting power will come. The line drives are there. Look, he's getting comfortable. Let that happen first, and then let Tuesday night happen. Ladies and gentlemen, now batting your DH of the evening, Jack Caglione. Helmet goes off. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you, sweetheart. Two pitches in, cranks one into the fountains. Then we relax, right? That's what I think we're all pining for, is that first big home run. The kid went 4-for-4 yesterday.
Who's pitching for the Yankees on Tuesday?
Gosh dang it. I just had them all up there.
I can go. You can keep going, Dustin.
No, you're good. It's right here. Just terrible. Tuesday for the Yankees is, I know it's Bubich Tuesday for the Royals, and for the Yankees, it's Schmidt.
Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, so Clark Schmidt will pitch. Clark E with an E on the end of it. But no, I think it's 1 week of him being in the big leagues, the four-hit game.
Look, it's only been a week, guys.
Yeah. And the thing is that he had that three strikeout game on, I believe it was, what, Saturday?
Yeah.
No, he had a three strikeout game against the St.
On Tuesday, it'll be Freed.
Yeah, Freed's Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay, so it's messed up on my app then, so never mind. I'm not going to do pitching rotation anymore.
So Max Fried pitches Tuesday.
Yep. Yeah. So Score Mobile's just off. Either way. So I think he hits fourth. I think you let Vinny hit third, Bobby second, India first, and then go Garcia fifth, and then Sal hits sixth.
I love that.
I get it. It doesn't do the lefty righty, lefty righty, lefty righty. I'll bring it up with Vern, who will join the show later on at 8 o'clock today. Billy Butler, by the way, at 9 o'clock as well.
I would move Garcia down that far. He's the best hitter right now on this team, and I would put Garcia. I kind of like where he's been at third. I do like him at number three a lot in that position.
Then you hit Cags fifth.
Yeah, it's still to take the pressure off the guy. You know, I still don't think he needs to be in that four spot at this point in time. You know, I think that needs to kind of come. You know, once he really gets into that groove and really settles in, then maybe you can bring him up into that four spot, because I think that's a lot of pressure for the guy. And I think the best way to do it now with Caglione is to now, okay, you went 4-for-4. Let's put that on repeat, right? Let's repeat the swing, repeat the delivery, as they like to say in baseball, and kind of repeat that with Cags. He saw that success. He realized that success. He needed to see that success. Now you can build on that. I keep him at five, you know, even lower possibly, just to keep that pressure off of him, to know that, hey, we got you. Just go up there and swing the bat, no pressure on you, and continue to do your thing. And you go another week and you're really hot, you're hitting, 400 and, knocking the ball over the yard, then we can talk about moving him. I like where he is right now, just because it's a less pressure type of situation. But as the season progresses, if Salvi doesn't, get back to where we need him and Cags is doing it, you make that switch.
From the 816, Cags says he's looking forward to tomorrow night more than his MLB debut night. That gave me chills. Can't wait for tomorrow night, guys.
Yeah.
Tuesday's going to be electric. Can't wait. Going to be awesome.
It's going to be a big crowd out there on Tuesday night. You got a lot going on, right? Cags' home debut. The Yankees are in town, always drawing a big crowd for that. Summer is finally here. The kiddos are out of school. You don't have to get back. Still a 6:40 start, which is wonderful. I love that. National TV. That's a big week coming into Kansas City. You know, you've got Friday night, they're honoring Alex Gordon. Over the weekend, you got Father's Day weekend as well. Like, the crowds are going to be popping at Kauffman Stadium, I think, this week. And I feel like it's going to be popping this weekend. I mean, Detroit had three sellouts when we were there. So, I mean, this is a big, big, big weekend for the boys in blue. You're taking on the Yankees, and then you got Sacramento rolling into town.
Coming up, we ask the question, pick one team to win anything with. Bob Mack, Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20, right here on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Monday. Hope everybody out there is having a good time.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
The sunrise this morning was beautiful. That thing was red.
It was kind of cool. It's like the smoke in the air.
Well, all the Canadian wildfires, man.
Mm, yep. Always makes like a somber orange look in the evening, too. It always like get those colors in the summer that you get in the winter. Winter is like purple and blue.
Purple and blue,
pink.
Yeah.
And the summer is like orange, yellow, and
hot
rain. So you brought up a question because there was a tweet that was sent out from, I believe, ESPN or SportsCenter, one of the two.
Yeah.
And it said, quite simply, if you could pick any one team to lead to a championship in any sport as a head coach, which would be the best? The entire fan base, city, state would love you forever. What's your top pick?
Right, and I can see the text line right now saying the Chiefs, saying the Royals. That's not the case. They've won before, right? We have championships in this town. I was thinking more on the broad base of one of those teams that hasn't won a championship before, like when the Royals won in 15, what that was like, and Ned Yost is still a cult hero in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid will always be the cult hero in this town for winning that first Super Bowl in 50 years. They've done that here. It wouldn't be as good to do it here as it would to be do it for me. It would be the New York Knicks. After watching everything that went on NBA postseason, whoever wins a championship with the New York Knicks, it will be the greatest hero celebration that we've ever seen in the history of sports,
yeah.
I think. And I mean, that guy can do whatever the hell he wants and he'll be fired the following year because that's the way the NBA works. But for that short period of time, that gentleman that goes out there and wins a championship for the Knicks is going to be a conquering hero of New York City and can write down and go anywhere he wants for free.
100%.
That would be outstanding to be that guy, whoever that guy happens to be.
That'd be amazing. I mean, they gave players street names because they made it to the second round.
I know, right? Yeah, they beat the Celtics and they were like renaming the city to Knicks City, you know?
Yes,
like, it's crazy,
it's awesome,
to
man.
Do stuff like that. So that's
really
where my
good
mind went to the thinking of somebody who hasn't done it in a very long time, kind of a star of fan base, and knowing what it would be like. It's going to be awesome for whoever does coach the Knicks to a championship.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. Even if you're not if you're just an NBA fan, a sports fan, just seeing it's going to be a spectacle to see.
Right.
It really is. Kind of similarly, I went on the Tennessee Vols. I mean, they haven't won anything since 1998. Well, they won the baseball, but, you know, football, it's just different.
Right.
I mean, we can all agree, right? So,
whoever
does that, it's going to be kind of similar. They're going to be crowned. They're going to be remembered. They're going to have a statue. They're going to name streets, name buildings. And, you're going to never have to buy a meal or buy a drink ever again in Knoxville. So,
yeah, that'd be a lot of fun
to see.
Yeah,
be a good one.
Sorry about your baseball team yesterday.
Rough, man. Yeah. And then you tagged me in that dang Arkansas Rocky Top rendition.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that. But yeah, fair and square. Yeah, they're a damn good team. But yeah, Vols would be mine because I can't imagine. That'd just be incredible. I mean, T. Martin is still just crowned over there. So
is he really?
Yeah. People who know that T. Martin won, a lot of people think Peyton Manning won the chain. Like, nope, Peyton Manning actually didn't win.
Yeah, because when you said T. Martin, I'm like, I thought Peyton won that thing, right? Like, we just assume Peyton Manning won the championship at Tennessee.
Yeah.
Phil Fulmer was the coach back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go with the Chicago Bears.
That's a good one, too.
Great one. It's a great one.
That'd be a good one, yeah.
Take a back seat, Ditka.
Yeah.
People would have my sweatshirt. They'd have my appearance as the god of Chicago. Not only because they talk about
fan
base.
Can anybody knock off Ditka, though?
Like, I think if you won a Super Bowl.
Dusty brought the stash and brought a Super Bowl.
What if it was Lovie Smith that won that Super Bowl the last time the Bears were there? Do you think he'd be a bigger cult hero, though, than Mike Ditka?
Maybe not that route because he just wasn't exciting. I just think
that's true.
I would bring like a certain aura to the whole thing because you think about it, like the 85 Bears, that was a long time ago.
No, it's way too long. It's 40 years.
And you know, a fan base that's been, you know, pining for anything of, I mean, I guess if you want to count the White Sox World Series title that nobody really cared about.
And the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you can't pick them. Yeah. They've already done it.
And the Bulls have six in a row.
Yeah.
You know?
And they had, and you know, the City Connects they wore. I liked those. The Chicago White Sox homage to the Bulls.
Oh, I thought it was cool. Yeah.
Some people didn't like them. They said it looked like a grown men's softball uniform.
Man, most of the City Connects do, though.
That's kind of a point.
Yeah.
But no, the Bears, man, like you'd have that city, you'd have that town, you'd have that state, you'd have everything on your side. And you would bring a football team that has a rich tradition of a fan base wanting to be a winner. And the last thing they sniffed it, Peyton Manning took it from them.
in a rain-soaked Super Bowl. So yeah. I think the Chicago Bears would be my pick because I've never been to Chicago, but I feel like if I was the king of Chicago, I'd never go anywhere else the rest of my life.
It would be awesome. Like, you know, Ditka is going to be one to tough to overcome, but I think the Bears fans are probably ready for that, you know? Like, I think it's time for somebody to overtake Mike Ditka as the cult hero in Chicago and be that guy, but you are right about that one. Chicago would go crazy, and it is because of the NFL. We saw what they did, you know, with the Cubs. That was, you know, 9 years ago now. By the way, every Cubs fan I saw this past weekend has a patch from the 2016 World Series champions on either their jersey, their hats. Everything is 2016. Damn. It's like, are we ever going to let this one go?
Well, hell, we wore the gold jerseys for like 8 years.
No, I'm talking fans, though. Oh, yeah. Everything they're wearing is just, you know, 2016, 2016, 2016. I guess the gear is good because we still wear our 14 and 15, but those sweatshirts are so nice. You don't want to give them up, but like everything they're wearing. So they're definitely starved. I think the Bears would be a really, really fun one to be that kind of that conquering hero of Chicago.
The obvious answers from the text line were Detroit and Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Buffalo, you're a king. Like, never won anything. You finally won a Super Bowl, and you took Josh Allen to the promised land. I was afraid to say Buffalo at times because I thought you guys would have it, or I figured it was too easy.
No, yeah. I didn't even think about Buffalo. That's a really good one. I was thinking more of the bigger cities that have had droughts, like as you did with the Bears, I did with the Knicks, and you know whatnot. But, yeah, Buffalo is really good. I can't imagine Detroit, because when was the last time they won anything? Was it the Pistons, right? When was the last time you heard anything about the Red Wings? You know, like, you talk about a franchise that has kind of fallen off the earth. Detroit's hockey club. But another good one would be like Toronto, the Maple Leafs, or like the Canadians. They haven't won championships in a long time. You win the Stanley Cup in Canada.
Bring it back.
Bring it back to like Toronto or Montreal. That would be freaking awesome, man. I mean, you just think about the parties and everything that'd be going on in Canada. If you bring the Stanley Cup back there, that would be a lot of fun because the Tigers haven't won since 84. The Lions have never won.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Pistons in the 90s and the Red Wings, who knows the last time they were a relevant franchise. So, yeah, if Dan Campbell were to win and be a champion, that would be really cool.
Yeah. Did the Pistons not close the deal in the early 2000s?
Did they? I don't remember.
They won, I think, I want to say they won two titles.
I think they, yeah, they won at least one.
Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace.
Did they? Okay.
Oh, yeah. They won one
in the
early
2000s. Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Rasheed, and then Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah.
The alien.
How long ago was that? The early 2000s?
I would say it was probably 03, 04.
Yeah, like 20 years ago, 21 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, it's been
Not the NFL.
Years. Yeah, you'd have to look 04. Up, 04, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that Ben Wallace dude, that guy was a freak. Because I believe that Pistons team was the Malice in the Palace, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That was part of that.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Jermaine O'Neal. Ron Artest, now Meta World Peace.
Mm-hmm. New coach of the Knicks.
New coach of the Knicks. Wouldn't that be something?
Did he get hired over the weekend?
He's got his name in the hat.
Of course he does. That's outstanding. Well, yeah. Jay Wright does not. I told you. Who thought Jay Wright was taking that job?
No one did.
Well, the Knicks must have, because the headlines in the New York Post were like, uh-oh, we screwed this one. Like they thought like Jay Wright was just going to slide over from a Cush TV job to deal with the NBA? Why?
In New York?
Yeah.
No.
The hell does Jay Wright want to do that for? Just because he's got a couple of former players on his team? Yeah, I'm making good money just sitting here on CBS breaking down the tournament for 3 days.
Great text here. Let me win the World Series next season for the Colorado Rockies. I knew it was that. I knew it had to be. Yeah, it's a great pick.
It is good.
What if I told you a team won 23 games in one season of baseball where they play 162, and the next year, this texter won the World Series?
Oh, that'd be outstanding.
Coming up next on 30 for 30.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Somebody
like
says
that.
The Red Wings won the Stanley Cup in 08.
Okay, that's 08. It's 25. Like, this is, I was telling Dusty, I was watching Back to the Future last night, and it's like 55 to 85 was 30 years. It seems like a long period of time because it is. So much has changed in that 30 years. I look 30 years ago, I graduated high school. I don't feel like a lot has changed like it did from 55 to 85. But then you mentioned 08. I mean, that's almost 20 years ago now. That we think that's recent because it's the 2000. Oh, that was just, oh my God, 08. And you do the math and you're like, no, it's almost 20 years. No.
And then somebody says, just let me win anything in Manhattan, Kansas.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good job from a K-Stater. I like that.
That's right. Coming up on the other side, there's one guy that's absolutely wrecking baseball, and there's another one that might be the best player in baseball. We'll divide into that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.